This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our way into your mind, your thoughts. How do you do? Welcome to another hour of conversation, helpful information and opinions, the facts about things, and then some. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keeman is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be joined by a gentleman who's an expert in COPD. Is that familiar enough, do you think, with people now that folks know what COPD stands for? Is there any question?
I mean, I know that it's a lung thing, but I don't know exactly what all the letters stand for.
It's a horrible way to die. It's like you're drowning.
Yeah. My mother died.
Your lungs can't clear the liquid.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's hard. It is. You're right. It's basically smothering to death. And because my mother went through it, I'm pretty familiar with it. There's a national action plan that's aimed at reducing... Yesterday we were talking about third-hand smoke and the implications of that, so I'm going to dig a little bit more into that in a few minutes here on the DJV Experience. Meanwhile, I saw a report yesterday I thought you ladies would get a kick out of, and more importantly, those of you who are fans of so-called talk radio. The focus last week, our talk radio convention in New York, in part went down a road... with people who admit to being distracted by the things that are on talk radio and how sometimes mind-numbing they can be if not taken in moderation. You and I, we, as people who make our living doing this, we're focused on it hours and hours and hours a day. And some people get to the point of having radio programs like this or some of them that are a little more pointed, shall we say, the kind of program that Jennifer does locally in Los Angeles perhaps would be an example of that, and then even more serious and focused during the course of the day. As the day goes on, some of the discussions get more and more innocuous or serious or whatever. So the point was, how do you keep this from becoming background noise? And then the other side of it is mind-numbing noise. There are a lot of uncomfortable thoughts and emotions that are brought about as a result of what we hear on some of the programs and some of the things you see on television. I think those are more distracting than talk radio stuff, frankly. I don't know whether you ladies agree with me or not. I find it haunting to see these pictures over and over again. That's why I don't watch it. Jennifer said earlier, I think all of you have basically gone, no, Kara said that she never watches any of the stuff on TV. But yet,
yeah, me neither.
We find
reading
ourselves.
That isn't enough.
Yeah, but then Jennifer said while she was on the air yesterday in Los Angeles, they were watching a car chase.
Yeah, that's more entertaining, at least.
Entertainment than anything else. When you think about how that happens, and it's so uniquely Los Angeles.
I
think you get the drift of what I'm saying. It becomes distracting. And frightening almost when you listen to some of these things and you wonder, okay, what can I do about it? That's the point. I believe in issue-oriented radio to the point of when you present an issue, it's good to present a solution to the problem. And I'm not sure that we all – it's kind of like I don't know what to do about something. I know that Radio Shack is closing or has closed – 1,000 stores at this point? There are only 70 stores as of today. This huge liquidation sale took place over this past weekend. There are 500 stores that are owned by the dealers, but as far as the company-owned stores, there are only 70 left. Think about this. In its heyday, Radio Shack had 7,300 stores. They were neighborhood stores where the old-time techies could go. The old techies loved going to Radio Shack. You could find the silliest little thing in there that you'd never expect to find anywhere else. That was one of the things that made, and Mr. and Mrs. Tandy knew that, and that's why they made the store the way they did. The Tandys owned the original Radio Shacks, and it was a fabulous, I mean, 95% of all American households were within 3 miles of a Radio Shack at one point during
the
day.
Yeah, they used to be everywhere.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite childhood memories. Was going to Radio Shack with my grandfather, who was an electrical engineer, and he was like basically living with MacGyver, and he was constantly inventing things and coming up with gadgets and all kinds of stuff. And he was at Radio Shack several times a week. So he would be, if he's no longer with us, but he would be very upset to hear that Radio Shack is no longer.
The Tandys were from Boston. The first Radio Shack was in Cambridge, I believe, if I'm not not mistaken. The other thing that is sort of akin to the same stuff, and there's nothing we can do about it. This is the not-so-good news. Sears announced it's closing another 72 stores yesterday. And so here we go again down that slippery slope. But I've told you before, with regard to Sears, when the guy who bought out Kmart, his name is Ed Lambert, runs a big, it's basically a fund. It's a hedge fund. And he bought the all the Kmarts for the real estate value. He didn't buy the company. He bought the real estate. And the same was true with Sears. So these people were not real estate people, they were not retail folks. They tried to run a retail and ran it into the ground. So the Sears name really doesn't have any value anymore. Kmart.
A couple years ago, the Sears that's closest to me, they did renovations for it. And just after that, the store was really hard to navigate. And everything was organized in a weird way. And I don't know who made that decision, but every Sears I've been in the last few years, it's not fun to shop in.
No, they don't get it. They're not retailers.
They just don't look good.
Compare them to what TJ Maxx. That's what TJ Maxx is, probably the ultimate retailer, merchants, if you will. Merchants, better. They're the ultimate merchants. The way they figure out how to place things in the store, all of the things that make them survive. But for God's sakes, they've got three brands, and they're expanding by 1,800 stores. This, in the face of all the things that we talk about, Victoria, with regard to buying things online, and the fact that a company like that can be expanding the way they are, is really an interesting and pretty good, strong American story. All right, speaking of an important story, Dr. James Kiley joins us to focus on the COPD epidemic in our country right after these words.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
All right, it's 15 past the hour. Dr. James Kiley is director of the Division of Lung Diseases at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institutes of Health, a very important focus because of what they do and what he does on COPD. They deal with lots of different maladies. Dr. Kiley has degrees from Kansas State University. So shall I assume you are a Midwesterner, Dr. Kiley?
No, not actually. That's not the case. I'm actually from the Northeast, around the Boston area.
Are you really? Where in Boston? What Boston area?
Just north, the North Shore of Boston, up around Nahant, Swampscott, Marblehead, that area.
Yeah, great area. I'm in Framingham, as a matter of fact,
okay.
Right this
well,
moment.
Well, we have a very important study there.
Yes, the heart study, exactly.
The Framingham heart study, that's a study that we fund.
Yes, is it? Okay, let's talk about, though, your specific interest in COPD. Let's explain what it, and I will tell you the reason that I'm really, this is close to my heart, pardon the pun, my mother died of complications of COPD. And so all this information is very important because I'm close to it and because I think a lot of people don't realize what's going on, how much of a problem this is. What is it, first of all?
Well, right. COPD is short for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and this is a very serious lung disease that over time makes it really hard to breathe. A lot of people have heard of this disease as either emphysema or chronic bronchitis. It's two ends of a spectrum, but it's an umbrella term that captures all of it. And really, it's where the lung, the tubes that bring air into your lungs get partially blocked, and it makes it increasingly more difficult to breathe. And it develops slowly. It takes years to develop, and people oftentimes don't even recognize that they have this disease.
Third leading cause of death in our country, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, in my experience, is a result simply of smoking and being exposed to the elements of tobacco. I know there are other things that affect it, but isn't that the number one reason people have COPD?
Smoking is the most common cause of COPD. It accounts for roughly around 80 to 90% of all COPD-related deaths. But it's important for people to realize that it's not only a smoker's disease. First of all, there's a genetic part of COPD. It's called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. That's part of COPD that's caused by a gene mutation, and you need to know about that. Secondly, about half of all of smokers have quit smoking now are susceptible to COPD, so they may be getting COPD. There are a lot of ex-smokers, millions of smokers who've tried to quit and quit, and they are now at risk for COPD. Also, we know about 25% of people have never smoked, and they have COPD. And so there are a lot of other causes of COPD other than smoking, but smoking is certainly a major cause.
My mother's family came from southern Illinois, coal miners. And coal miners then and now, it found out you had that conversation about the gene. It goes in my family from male to female to male to female. My mother had it. My grandfather had it. His mother had it. And I have it, but I don't smoke and I never have. So it hasn't affected me. But I will tell you, it's really that gene thing is a very interesting part of this whole discussion. Let's talk about the National Action Plan, excuse me, what you're doing, planning to try to short-circuit the problems with COPD.
So the National Action Plan was developed in response to two things, one being this growing epidemic, third leading cause of death. 16 million people have this disease. 140,000 people a year die from this disease. It's a huge public health problem. So we all recognize that. In fact, even Congress recognized that, and they suggested that the federal government take steps towards working together to develop up a COPD National Action Plan. And in fact, that's exactly what we did. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute here at the NIH took the lead with our colleagues at the Centers for Disease Control. And we worked with the community and developed for the first time ever a national action plan. And that was developed with input from the entire COPD community. So what's important about this and what's exciting and new about this is that we have all of the stakeholders interested in this disease. We all recognize the impact this has on the nation, and we now all have bought into the idea that we're all going to work together to help reduce the burden of this disease.
All right. If you want information, go to copd.nih.gov, copd.nih.gov. Thanks, Dr. James Kiley, for being here.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you.
Almost 24 past the hour, just a portion of every hour that we dedicate to music. And it's interesting to note that the Woodstock Festival, now an official historical site. This is Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, Bethel, New York, National Register of Historic Places now. So this will make it part of a... Does it become... Victoria, because it's on the National Register, does it become an official sort of government, it's not a park or anything like that, just designated?
I think it does become, yeah, I think it can never, well, it can't ever be sold now or developed or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how many acres it is, though.
600 acres. Max Yazger was the name of the dairy farmer. 600-acre dairy farm, 1969, August. And all of these people, Joan Baez, Santana, The Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jimi Hendrix, amongst others, were there. The Jimi Hendrix.
Did you go to Woodstock?
I did not, but I know people who...
but I know someone who did.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hard for you to be my age and not know somebody who, at least on the East Coast, went to... Woodstock. There's so many people who were there. It was a mess, by the way. I'm glad I didn't go. It was rainy, and the farm got ruined. This guy didn't get enough money at all to, you know, to put up with what he had no idea what was going to happen. And I'm actually, honestly, in fairness, I don't think anybody knew what was going to happen. This thing just exploded over 3 days. It was billed as the Aquarian Exposition, and it went way beyond what anybody thought was going to be. So now, the Bethel Woods Center, by the way, this is about 90 miles north of New York City. It's been in existence for about 10 years to preserve the location. The CEO is Darlene Fedden, who is hoping that all of this stuff will help bring people back around to the spirit of the 60s. Well, yeah, I guess in a manner of speaking. Most famously, Jimi Hendrix set with short-lived band Gypsy Sun and Rainbows, his psychedelic electric guitar rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. is part of what's preserved. So the music is preserved along with the land. And you can get your fill of both now that it's on the National Register of Historic Places. It'd be a nice place to spend part of a day. It's kind of like Stonehenge. You know, you go there,
yeah,
and it's it really is sort of a destination. And it is in Bethel, because nothing else in Bethel but a bunch of farms. So
I think there's like a little town there now. Like,
yeah,
I think there's, because I have friends who, I've never been, but I have friends, yeah, who drive up there on weekends and they like it in the fall, the foliage, yeah, and everything.
It's,
I think,
nice,
there's
place,
some cafes and stuff.
It's an area like Cobleskill, where I had the radio station, where we're still on WSDE there. It's an area like that. A lot of people are moving up there, want weekend homes. The,
yeah,
rich,
mm-hmm,
rich and famous and not so famous. A lot of New York money's going up there and buying farms,
yeah,
all,
yep,
over the place. Yeah. Also, thinking of things of the past being relived, City of Chicago dedicating a 10-story mural to Muddy Waters today as part of this year's Chicago Blues Festival. It's painted on the side of a building at 17 North State Street, corner of State and Washington, which is a very interesting, iconic part of Chicago. And the Muddy Waters Legacy Band is performing a free concert during the ceremony starting at noontime today. A fellow from Brazil designed the mural. This guy, Eduardo Cobra, best known for his murals that were dedicated to Tupac and the notorious B.I.G., Bob Dylan in Miami, David Bowie in New Jersey. This is kind of an interesting thing to look at his history. He came from Mississippi, learned how to play the guitar and harmonica as a youngster, moved to Chicago in 43, worked at various odd jobs, and he played at clubs, and then he started working for Chess Records, cutting records like Rolling Stone and I Can't Be Satisfied. So Muddy Waters in tribute in Chicago today.
Well, hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What is pet physical rehabilitation therapy? Veterinary physical rehabilitation therapy, similar to what is known in the human field as physical therapy or physiotherapy, involves the use of nonspecific invasive treatments, massage, exercise, light, heat, cold, electricity, ultrasound, laser, magnetic therapy, hydrotherapy, to rehabilitate injured patients. The goal of physical rehabilitation is to return the patient to a normal function as quickly as possible and restore the full range of movement and strength to the injured body parts. The underlying principle of physical rehabilitation is that the least effective treatment for the injury is excessive rest and the stimulation of circulation through areas recovering from the injury promote an optimal rate and degree of healing. The bottom line is this. For years, when people were injured, they would go see a physical therapist. But when their pet was injured, maybe they'd get a shot or antibiotics, but no one was doing pet physical therapy. Well, now it's being done by veterinarians and physical therapies that are specially trained. So if your dog is recuperating from an injury, speak to your doctor about some physical therapy. It can make all the difference in a quick recovery. I'll more next time.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour now, it's a beautiful spring day, a late spring day on the farm, beautiful on the East Coast. I'm guessing it's beautiful in Washington, Kara. Kara Schillen is at our studio in Washington. Yes, 70 degrees or so at the moment, I'm betting.
Yes, and the sun is actually out, and I don't see any rain, so that's better than what it's been for the last week.
Same thing in New York, Victoria, right?
I think it's supposed to be kind of cloudy here today, but maybe 70. It's not great. It's no California.
Well, I'm glad. It feels like California to me here, Jennifer. Blue skies, no humidity, just beautiful. The rain, we've had gobs of rain, and so now everything's cleared out. That's what I like about looking around on a day like today, and it's going to be cool for the strawberry moon tonight to see that as you can. And don't forget, you can go online to slooh.com streaming views of the moon tonight, slew.com. All right, so I guess that leads me well into a discussion, once again, a focus on, and I do this because I don't want to poo-poo the information that we get about climate change, climate security, rainfall, what's happening to the atmosphere, all of that stuff. But I find it interesting, and Kara, you have the George Carlin thing, which sort of puts things into perspective. We're going to play a couple of minutes of an excerpt from a George Carlin bit about 20 years ago when all this discussion started about the Earth and what's going on, our problem. Last month alone, climate change was blamed for a lot of weird rainfall. There's a study in the Journal of Science that suggests climate change is going to alter where the rain falls. And, you know, then whether it's going to be the north gets more rain. There are a lot of people who are conjecturing. Some of this stuff is built on science. Some of it is built on politics. But if you go back 14,000 years, the same thing happened to the planet as is happening right now. But people say, wait a minute, Doug, how can you know what went on 14,000 years ago? Because many of these same people that study the atmosphere, study the weather, and this is, by the way, thanks to NASA, they drill down into the core of the Earth. There's technology now that allows there's boring that can go down easily 5,000 feet. There's some boring goes down 50,000 feet. And I believe there is one instance of being able to bore into the outer layer of the, what do they call it, the continental shelf, goes down 5 miles. And in doing that, you can examine what was going on at the history, at the point where weather affects what the planet looks like. And so 14,000 years ago, there were things going on right now. Remember, fossil fuels were developed over the past 65 million years. So they weren't burning fossil fuels like we are now, but there were other things that were going on. And so the climate changes, the planet changes, and what do we do to adapt to it? There are a lot of people say, we got to do this, follow the Paris Accord. I had my friend James Whale on, who's a talk radio host in England this morning earlier, and he said that the Brits were happy that the Americans finally, somebody stood up and said that the agreement that was made in Paris went too far and was too tough. The British can't live up to it. Most countries can't, but they all signed on because it was a feel-good kind of thing. And then there's the conjecture, even though the Brits don't like Trump at all, because the mayor of London said, "Don't bother coming, Mr. Trump. We don't want to see you." I think he's supposed to go to England pretty soon, as a matter of fact, isn't he? When's Trump supposed to go to England?
Yeah, not till October, but yeah.
So by then it'll all blow over. The big English election today. It'd be interesting to see how that'll. But climate change.
Theresa May was up in the polls by like 10 points, maybe even more than that. And now it's barely. I mean, they're barely separated by a percentage point. You can't blame them. I mean, it's been so tumultuous. Eesh.
Well, it is. It's some difficult. You know,
then two terror attacks. I mean, that's
what's so. Yeah, that's what's so tumultuous. Right. Is that, I mean, having all this terror stuff and her opponent Jeremy Corbyn has been hitting her really hard over the last few days because she was Home Secretary before her current role.
All those jobs.
Yeah, she cut 20,000 police officers when she was Home Secretary.
Yeah. Right. And that doesn't do her
not smart,
especially now.
Although, I mean, but you know what? This guy, Jeremy Corbyn, is not much. I mean, I can't say he's much better. I don't know. Who knows how it'll all play out?
Again, it's bad. We're having a time in the world where we can't find good, inspired leadership. It just isn't. There's not a lot of it around. So,
I think there's just such a, you know, when it comes to terror, there was such an emphasis on political correctness that now I think people realize Theresa May's speech has changed a lot, saying, look, we have to change the rules because we have to keep our people safe. And so her, you know, maybe it's a little too late. I don't know. But it seems like her language has changed. Maybe that has something to do with the election.
Well, England has been inundated with people from the former British Empire for a long time. And now, with the continuing influx of all these people that are coming up from
and
the Middle
East. And that's Brexit. I mean, that was the people speaking out, saying
Brexit.
No more
of
this.
No more. Yep. All right, so somebody sent me a note. Michael Rex listens to this program in Duke Center, Pennsylvania, and he sent this note to me for my or your consideration. So I'm just going to read this, and then we're going to listen to George Carlin with an excerpt from his overview about climate change, the planet, the weather, all that sort of thing. But first, Mr. Rex writes, the recent series of letters concerning President Trump's appointments, global warming, and God were quite thought-provoking for those of us who have an open mind. There will always be those individuals who put up a wall similar to that proposed by President Trump to any idea that conflicts with their own ideas or to challenges to their thoughts. It's my sincere hope to encourage inner and outer reflection on everybody's part when it comes to some of these issues. First, when we put our faith or trust in faulty leadership, we are headed down a path of failure. History has proved this over and over. Anybody needing proof need only remember the many empires, kingdoms, and governments that have risen and fallen since the beginning of recorded time. Pride, self-centeredness, and egotistical behavior have no place on a planet of billions of people. Second, science does not have the answer either. Global warming is a natural occurrence. Check history. Temperature fluctuations have occurred since the beginning of time. Third and finally, I suggest we look to God as the driving force in everything around us. Government does not have the answer. Science does not have the answer. Anybody who feels they need physical proof of this fact need only take a moment of their time to experience God's love for mankind. A list of all the blessings he has provided should be all the proof anybody needs, and the greatest of these is our ability to love and be loved by those in our lives, especially those people with whom we disagree. I find it interesting. This guy is a farmer, obviously, listens to me not only to this program but to the farm show, and I've never heard from him before. And he reflects what a lot of people think, whether you agree with him or disagree with him. I read that because I thought it was an interesting adjunct to the whole conversation of global warming, and I was reminded, actually, looking at it, of that book. Remember the book that came out, 20 years ago, Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God? Anybody remember that?
I never read it.
He wrote a number of these sorts of books. Celestine Prophecy was one of them. A book called Friendship with God was another one. Great stories about what he's found in his life and what blind faith leads us to. He said, our blind faith leads us down a blind alley. The human race has not progressed very far in the past 2,000 years in terms of spiritual evolution. We've heard teacher after teacher, master after master, lesson after lesson, and we're exhibiting the same behaviors that have produced misery for our species since the beginning of time, i.e. war. Isn't that amazing? But there are a lot of other things that come from our getting stuck on religion. And he goes on, and the reason I like him is because he, and I don't say this to offend any of my friends and listeners who don't agree with me on this, but his premise in many of the writings is to kind of go around religion. He believes, as do I. I didn't get this from him. I was in this league before he came around. But believing that God doesn't need religion and that God is you have your conversation with God, infinite intelligence, the force, whatever you want to call it. But I find having the conversations yourself with God is a way of being able to kind of focus on what your own realities are and kind of bring yourself down to some reality that gets you away from needing to depend on all these people that want you to be dependent on them. And so thus with that, this sort of puts a, I don't know if it's a comedic twist on it. Carol, would you describe this as comedy or would you describe it as reality? What would you, you've listened to these excerpts
it's
from the
serious
George Carlin
comedy. He's talking about something serious in a funny way.
Right. All right. So here's George Carlin on God and climate change.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. And we won't leave much of a trace either. Thank God for that. Maybe a little styrofoam. And if it's true that plastic is not degradable, well, the planet will simply incorporate plastic into a new paradigm, the Earth plus plastic. So don't worry about the little things. Bees, trees, whales, snails. I think we're part of a greater wisdom than we will ever understand. It doesn't punish. It doesn't judge at all. It just is. And so are we. For a little while.
Take that, Al Gore.
Wow.
George okay. Carlin was something to think about at 12 before the hour in the DJV Experience.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the house?
Yes,
there is. Back to our focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an eminent cardiologist. He's brought to us by the folks that present you Super Beats. The headline this week, Ken is here to go through some of the important medical stories, and drinking milk that is not from cows as a this becomes everybody listen to this, those of you who like what kind of soy milk and almond milk and cat milk and cat whatever else there is for non-dairy milk. What's the problem with this stuff, Ken?
Well, this is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. Doug, children who drink dairy alternatives like soy, almond, or rice milks are slightly shorter than their peers who drink cow's milk. This is the first study that directly compares cow milk with what you were talking about, the plant-based beverages, for a physiological effect.
They're not milk.
The plant,
this stuff's not milk.
Beverages have lower protein contents.
Yeah. They are not milk. It's just not. And the real thing, my American Family Farmer, this week focuses, for those of you who can hear it either during the week or on the weekend, our focus is on dairy because it's National Dairy Month, and the raw milk discussion versus pasteurized milk comes up, and you get back to the same old argument. But I can always prove by looking at the labels what's better for you. So we could have a three-tier comparison, Ken: raw milk, then processed milk, and then non-milk, and you would see
that although you don't have the same problems, milk sometimes leads, there's an intolerance if you have lactose problems, drinking regular milk sometimes, if it's pasteurized, raw milk will not give you the same problem. You will not have lactose intolerance with raw milk, and you won't have it with the, it's kind of like, although the people selling almond milk and coconut milk and soy milk and all the others put themselves in a league. Yeah, in a league above the muscle milk, which isn't milk either, but really they're all the same. They aren't milk. And I think there have been some people in the dairy industry that wants the government to go after these people because they call themselves milk, and some people think, well, okay, if I drink this stuff, it'll be the same as drinking dairy milk without any problem. And as you see here, because there's no protein in it, the kids are shorter.
Well,
and
I think
probably other things too that
they need to be labeled probably because that is a misunderstanding, and clearly they lead to shorter kids.
All right, so here's something else that is a surprise. For those of you who exercise a lot, like me, it may not be for a very unusual reason. It may not be to the plus as much as you think it is, huh?
Well, and this is a complicated issue. This was again published this week in an Australian exercise journal called the Alimentary Pharmacology and Therapeutics Journal, but it was published, the same idea, in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the Copenhagen study in 2015, which we can talk about another time. But what we learned this week is that intense physiological stress on the body can trigger leaky gut syndrome. Doug, it's a condition in which the gut lining weakens, resulting in the passage of germs and toxins into the bloodstream. There are other problems that can be caused by excessive exercise. You can get structural changes of the heart that can lead to abnormal heart rhythms. These can be deadly. You can also get increased cortisol levels from overtraining that can impair the immune system and interfere with bone building. Overtraining also can lead to depression, lowered motivation, insomnia, and irritability. So how can you tell if you're overtraining? Any combination of the following symptoms, Doug, may suggest that you're overtrained or in the very least in the need of some recovery time. Here's the list. I'll go through them. Lethargy, poor sleep despite being tired, aching muscles, poor workout performance, inability to complete workouts, irritability, loss of appetite, loss of libido, poor coordination, swelling of lymph nodes, and abnormal heart rate. If you're experiencing any of the above symptoms, the most important thing to do is to stop training. Your body needs the time to recuperate. Listen to it. Symptoms do take days, weeks, or months sometimes to subside. Once you do feel better, it's wise to reintroduce yourself to the workout world slowly. Just listen to your body. And in the Copenhagen study, we learned that we need a total of about an hour and a half per week of running at a slow to moderate pace in three separate doses throughout the week. And any more, if you do any more running, you're not doing it for your health.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Order your Super Beats now. You've heard Dr. Ken extol the value and virtue of getting on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. Charge your life up the natural way. Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.